said, okay, we're done, we installed it. Stuff just happens, and you just gotta work with it, work around it, look at it, improvise, and that's with anything. So to say, like, you know, someone should have known. In that case, let's fire all of our communications and technical service people at ECHO, because the system was horrible when we first, the 800 megahertz system was just a nightmare when it first came online. It's just what happens. It's just, you know, technology just happens. So I think we're rolling. We're working bugs out, and it's going to be good here soon. So we're good. We're good. Anyone else with anything?
During the drill, did you get bounce messages by email going into RAC's room? I did get a number of emails to my home account saying that they were not able to get into the EOC email.
I think we, yeah. Yeah, we had bounces.
Dive into that a little deeper. What do you mean they couldn't get in?
It bounced.
Bounced.
And they were sending it to CAOR, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever was in the drill plan.
It was not Winlink, a regular email.
Their email was races.eoc.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got bounces.
You got bounces.
And I think we had bounces last year. Because I set up the ICS 213s for that, and we had problems both years.
Kim, where does that address deliver to that they're trying to use? I mean, if they're not trying to use the Winlink address,
no.
Where does that address that you can get in a bounce message delivered to?
It's a regular email bounce.
Yeah, we have regular email in Racy's room.
On which station?
On the duck station.
Same as Winlink.
The only thing that the Outlook was connecting to, to the best of my knowledge, because I only saw one account on that Outlook, is to Packlink and to Winlink. So
position 6.
What's that?
Position 6.
Oh, position 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's look into that. Maybe send something from, while you're here, send something from there to my address so I can see what's coming up.
Yeah.
Do that, and
Is
that all we have for the drill then? Because I wanted to make another announcement if we're done with the drill. Are we done with the drill? We're done with the drill for now. So I want to remind everyone, next week we have a fabulous speaker, Mr. Peter Putnam, that will be talking about stuff I don't understand, but I'm still going to listen. But you guys will understand. You guys are more technical.
Next month.
Did I say next week?
You said next month.
Next month. That's because I'm very excited for this meeting. And we have Ralph talking to us about Field Day 101. We were talking about that before our real speakers came in. I'm just a stand-in speaker. Before our real speakers came in, we're talking about Field Day. For those of you, once again, any cities that are not going to participate, if you want to come join OC Races for the day, you're absolutely welcome to. I am looking for some people we work 24 hours on this, so I am looking for someone to kind of cover the night shift with Ralph.
Ralph is automatically appointed.
With Ralph's delegates.
So I seriously hope that it's not just one person spending the night. So let's make an effort to, if your schedule can work it out, you know, drink a little bit of Joe, you know. The midnight shift is the one we're pushing for. You know, we have a barbecue going. What is it, like 6 or 7 p.m.? What is it, Ralph? 6? 7?
Normally around 5, actually.
5? Okay, yeah. 5. We're going to have that 5. You know, and then we lock the gates at 5:15, so while you're eating, you're stuck there, you know. So we're gonna have a good time. I'm going to be there. I hate to commit right now, but I'm going to, because all of you are here. I'm going to spend the night, okay? I am going to spend the night here. So it's going to be a fun time for all. So our next meeting, as I was saying, is first Monday of the month, and OC Races, obviously, members should be there. All the cities, you can always come to our meetings. It doesn't have to be the special training. If any of you guys want to come to our meetings for any reason, you are always welcome. Ken, do you have anything else for the group?
Just that information manual if you might want.
Oh, yes. June, Orange County Races members only. I mean, you guys can listen, everyone who isn't, but Orange County Races members, it's crucial. I won't say crucial, but I'd like for all of you guys to not miss the June meeting. Ken, Chuck, and I, mostly Ken and Chuck, but I want to throw my name in for a little bit of credit, have worked hard on revamping the Orange County Races manual, also some help to Mission Viejo for allowing me to take a sneak peek at theirs. And we put together the guidebooks because they've been outdated for some time, and we're going to distribute them in June. If the Orange County Races members have an old guidebook, I'd like that back, give you the new one in exchange. So we're going to go over it. We're going to take like 20 minutes to go over some of the new things we put in. So I really want to see
if you can find the manual, right?
The manual. Did you get a manual at one point?
Oh, yeah.
You did? How long ago was that?
Ken, how long ago was it? 5 years, 10 years?
More than that.
Was it more than 6 months ago? Because then there's an update, because I'm in it now. Now, Sue has not received one because I've been holding off because I want to give you the new one. So that's why. It's not that I just neglect you. Same with Fran, you haven't got yours either. And the techs haven't given me back your pages, and I apologize. Yeah, but Sue, yes.
On your guidebook, are you going to include the material we use to cover the racing van as well?
No. It will not be in there. We're going to have a separate guidebook for the van.
I think it'd be better if you included them in there.
We'll see, but you know what? We're still writing that portion of it. We'll see if we include it, give it as an appendix for all the books, but we need to get together on that as well because it's not done, because there are things only you know. We have to get into your brain.
Well, that's a scary thought.
we've got to do that. So and let me say this now for the Orange County Races members. I don't want to bore the city people, but my goals were for the year to get this guidebook out was a priority, and then I want a book for the OC Races room on how to get things rolling, get things turned on, dialed in, and also the van. So that's one of three projects that I have that I want to get finished this year, so it won't go, you know, without, you know, attention. Yes.
Are the yellow books, the red book, the green book, blue, all the little booklets we get?
Yeah.
Those are available, and I think you can verify that, if those are available electronically. And if you were to take the Racy's training manual or operations manual, the manual you're talking about right now, and all those little booklets, and put all that stuff and generate a CD or get some thumb drives and put it on the thumb drives for the members, that would be a big help.
That would be wonderful, but the books for sure, Robert does not want them electronically, given out electronically.
Okay.
So, no on the books.
Roger. Now, the reason I asked you to put the van in with the regular manual is that gives us some redundancy.
That's definitely a possibility.
We only got one book in the Racy's van.
Right.
And that's it. Anything happens to that, we're SOL.
Right. I like that idea. So we can add it, but in order for me to roll it out in June, the van won't be in there, so we could add it as another section down sure. when we finish
exactly.
it for the book.
Exactly.
I like that way of thinking. Yes, Ralph.
Two quick things on field day. One, prior to Baker Vegas, we talked about having another field day breakfast meeting the second Saturday of May. We did.
I don't recall.
Well, we did.
Was I there?
Yes, you were.
Yes, you were. You were.
Did I wake?
Anyway,
you were there only physically.
Right now, as far as field day is concerned, the only thing that we really still have an issue with is antennas. What I need is everyone to kind of look at what they've got in the way of portable antennas that we may be able to use for field day. We will have a final planning breakfast the Saturday after the June meeting, but we won't have one this month.
Okay, well, let's... I think to figure out the antennas, have a meeting just for that, I think it might take some people out of their way. Couldn't you shoot the email to the key players who you think have antenna issue solutions?
Give everyone in the unit an opportunity if they've got something that's field deployable that they might to.
Oh, well then do that then.
So I will be shooting out the operating plan and everything ahead of time, so people see.
All right.
The main thrust of what we're gonna need to discuss at that next breakfast meeting will be antennas.
All right, yes, Scott.
I think you gotta take the opportunity sooner than later to invite Ken and Riley up from San Diego to join in the fun.
I thought about kidnapping him, so yes, that's a good idea.
Okay.
You know, I think if he didn't have a baby, I would make it mandatory. I would make it mandatory. I don't know that he'll come up because of the baby. But yes, I will shoot out an email to him. I have a cell number. Should we call him right now?
He's got a baby. I wouldn't recommend
not now.
At 9:30? I'll send him a text. I'll send him a text. Should we send him a text?
Yeah.
Do I still have it? I
already asked him to.
What did he say?
Can't.
Huh? No. He may be done in San Diego.
He can't.
Well, he gets a job and he can't leave the county.
He had said.
The parole officer won't let him out or what?
No, he's going to be with another group.
Oh.
I'm sure he's going to be with the San Diego.
I guess we know where we stand.
I'm doing it anyway, joining us for.
See, I mean, while Mr. Riley never actually said this to me, he is a hardcore contester, and we are not. And he wants the hardcore contest. I mean, that's why he stays up all night on field day doing, making as many contacts as he can.
All right, I sent him a text.
Well, actually, I think some of that contesting would do a lot good for us as well.
Well, that's basically what I'm going to talk about in my little presentation.
I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be awesome because I don't know what it's about yet, and I'm going to be spending the night. I want to know what I'm getting into.
Based on our geography, on our setups and everything else, what works, what doesn't tend to work, so that you can have a successful operation regardless of what you're trying to do on field day.
Awesome. All right, do we have anything else before we wrap up?
Just a reminder of May 20th for our city county meeting.
Yes, be there, it'll be fun. Be awesome.
That's on Hickoff, right?
Yes.
Yep, okay.
Yes. Does anyone ever do any offsite meetings other than up here? Do you have any suggestions for any offsite meetings?
Only the breakfast one.
I tell you.
Harbor Patrol.
I'm thinking the beach or something.
We've got some cookies and some sweets back here that were donated by the.
How about different races?
All right, thank you all for being here.